Friends, roadies, countrymen, and all folks around the world that have tuned in, this is John Edmund once more. And as I said in last week's podcast, I'm focusing this month on persecuted and endangered animals. This week, I'm going to talk about the leopard. Their scientific name is Panthera pardus. Panthera in Latin is panther, and pardus in Greek is also panther. But the common name is for leopard is probably named as ancient folks thought this amazing animal was a cross between a lion, a leo, and a panther, pardus. So, leo, pardus, leopard. Anyway, this beautiful creature is the smallest of the big cat family. They are related to the tiger, the lion, and the jaguar. But in spite of their size, they are no slouches. They are, pound for pound, stronger than lions and tigers, the biggest. Although they are widespread, they are persecuted and declared as vulnerable by the IUCN, that is, International Union for Conservation of Nature. Leopards are the most widespread predators of their size. There are 7 subspecies of this animal and are found in most parts of southern Africa, India, subcontinent, and many parts of Asia, in countries like Afghanistan, Arabia, Georgia, Turkey, and even Siberia and other parts of Russia. The biggest leopard is the Caucasian or Persian leopard that can weigh 70 kilograms or more. Average weight of a leopard is about 40 kilograms. They can live in any environment, mountains, forest, deserts, and even near human settlement. But why are they so persecuted and threatened? Well, firstly, the human footprint is a big factor. Their habitat is encroached by roads, built-up areas, deforestation, and overgrazing, thus their prey being diminished. Then they are hunted for their skins, for coats, rugs, and as a symbol of strength, much sought after and worn by traditional leaders. Because of a leopard's varied diet and being not too fussy about what they kill or eat, they come into conflict with pet owners, livestock owners, and game farmers. As a matter of fact, they are actually beneficial to agricultural farmers as they control animals that destroy crops. Let me now talk about some of the characteristics of this unique, highly intelligent cat. They are solitary, secretive, nocturnal, and they only get together to mate. Gestation period is about 3 months, and the mother usually has 2 or 3 cubs, but sometimes more. Their lifespan is 12 to 17 years. Depending on prey availability, under normal circumstances, one leopard can have a territory of 100 square kilometers, that is 10 kilometers by 10 kilometers. The male marks its territory by feces and urine that actually smells like salted popcorn. They also make claw marks on trees. Their prey can be anything from birds to small to medium-sized antelope or gazelles. Baboons are a leopard speciality in Africa. They have also been known to catch small crocodiles from riverbanks. These cats love water and are strong swimmers. They have even been known to catch fish. In drier areas, they are not totally dependent on water, and the blood of their prey gives them partial moisture. With their green eyes, but in rare cases blue, their sight is 7 times better than humans, and their hearing 5 times better. They are ambush hunters, but sometimes they stalk their prey and attack, jumping 3 meters or more. They can actually jump 7 meters wide and 3 meters high. In Africa, they drag their kill up trees to protect the carcass from lions, hyenas, and vultures that find carcasses in trees are difficult to devour. Although their legs are comparatively short, they can run nearly 60 kilometers an hour. Leopards are are well camouflaged with their markings. They actually don't have spots. A cheetah has spots, but a leopard has what they call rosettes. Spots on a leopard's face are unique and vary from animal to animal and are like fingerprints to a human. These adaptable animals, as I said, can live almost anywhere and even in snowy regions. Those leopards are often referred to as snow leopards. Leopards also have natural enemies and in Africa are attacked by food competitors like lions. Although not as big as lions, rhinos, buffaloes and elephants, they are part of the African Big Five because of their being extremely dangerous, particularly when wounded. They will come back and retaliate on those who wound them. Although they are wary, they do attack humans. A friend of mine, his name was Raymond Jeffries, in northern Rhodesia, was attacked by a leopard and was scratched from head to toe. He managed to push his hand down the leopard's throat and suffocated the beast. But some attacks end up in death. Personally, I have only had one encounter with a leopard. Teresa, my wife and I, were exploring an old mine tunnel on our farm and almost walked into a leopard. Luckily, my torch caught the green eyes. Anyway, we foolishly made a fairly quick exit from the tunnel. One should actually not run from a leopard, as this surely will end up in an attack. One should back away slowly, waving arms and making noises and putting your arms up, making you look bigger than the leopard, and shouting is said to deter them. Another interesting tip I heard was never make eye contact with a leopard. In the case of being dangerously close to a lion, it is said that it's advisable to try and steer the lion out. I'd say nerves of steel would be required. Wow. And what kind of sound does a leopard make? Well, it can roar, usually in combat with another leopard. Apparently, they have been known to purr when they're content, but usually they make a rasping, throaty sound like someone sawing wood. Where I live, leopards are around, and several times my wife and I have heard them walking past our window, making a rasping noise. Their tracks have often been seen around our house, but I'm not too scared of leopards. I don't think I'd like to try and steer it out either. At the beginning of this podcast, I gave the scientific name of the leopard, but in southern Africa, in many of the different languages, they are known as ingwe or similar sounding name like nkwe, ngwi, ikwe or ungwe, but mostly ingwe. In 2010, I was asked by a leopard protection group to write a poem about the leopard to be published in their journal. This I did and later wrote music for it and called the song Ingwe, Beautiful Loner. I tried to roll all the basic facts about this dynamic animal into the song, which one can hear or download from any popular music platform. Must go now, folks, and remind you to please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Keep an eye on my website and keep listening. Till next time, from Africa, it's ciao, cheers, tot ziens, salagashle, shalom, and zwakanaka.